Hello, I am Murali. I am a program manager for the Visual Studio Editor team. In this video, I will be showing you Peak Definition, which is a new feature we have introduced in Visual Studio 2013. Peak Definition is an amazing feature that lets you view and edit definitions inline inside the editor. Having definitions inline in the editor allows you to maintain your context and makes you much more productive as you browse and understand your code base. So let's see how this feature works. To see peak definition in action, let's take a simple example. Here I have a program which is printing "Hello World" and press Enter to close. But there is a small bug in this program. The program is not printing the title. As you can see, the first line is blank. Let's see how we can fix this problem using peak definition. Typically, the way you would start fixing this bug is first by browsing through your source code, trying to understand how it is structured. So now you have a print function, which is instantiating a printer object and calling another method called print on that printer object. It's taking a parameter "Hello World." So probably the bug should be in this print method. So let's see what this function looks like. With peak definition, you can view the definition of this function right below its invocation inline inside the editor. So I can right click, and instead of going to definition, which takes me to a new tab, I can right click on this method and say peak definition, which brings the definition and displays it inline inside the editor. So now, not only can I see the definition of this function, I can also see where it is called from, which is my originating file. So now I can browse through the code and say, okay, print is taking "Hello World," and the print function is passing this parameter message into another function called processMessage. So now let's see what processMessage is doing. I can right-click on this method, click on peak definition again, and view the definition inside the same peak view. The previous function I was in is represented using this breadcrumb, which allows me to go back and forth between the peak views. So now I'm in this processMessage method, but remember the problem was that it wasn't printing the title. So browsing through this source code, I noticed that there is a local field called title, but this is not defined in this function. Well, peak definition not only brings in the definition, it actually brings in the entire file. So now I can scroll up and down to view the contents of my entire file within the peak view. The definition is represented using the blue marker on the left, which helps you if you scroll up and down and scroll the method out of view. So now going back to the title, if I scroll down in this file, I can see title is being assigned to in the constructor. So let's see what construct title is doing. So I right click on construct title, click on peak definition again, and now I have the definition of construct title inside the peak view. As I browse through this method, the bug is obvious and simple. I'm returning an empty string instead of returning construct title. So let's fix this. Peak definition is a full-blown editor with full editing support. So now I can start editing the file right then and there inside the peak view. And notice that the moment I delete the characters, I have a squiggle. So we have full language support inside the peak view. So now I start typing constructed title, and you see that I have full IntelliSense as well. I hit Enter, and I'm done. I can hit Control S to save this file. The file is also opened in the background in a background document tab. And my undo history is preserved as well. So I can hit Control Z and start undoing and redoing. And this is a full-blown editor. So now that we have fixed the bug, let's see if it works. I hit F5. It starts running the program. And voila, I have the title showing now. So there you go. Peek helped me quickly browse through the code, understand my code base, and fix the problem in line inside my editor. So to summarize, peek definition makes you much more productive inside the Visual Studio editor. We hope you enjoy this feature, and you can find more information on the Visual Studio editor blog. Thank you.